This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All those holiday packages that are showing up on your doorstep or on store shelves don't just get there by themselves. You know, logistics people, the art and science of getting supplies along the chain to where they need to be and when. That is today's installment of Conversations from the Corner Office.
We're expecting you. Won't you have a seat?
Ready to go to work?
Ann Drake is the CEO of DSC Logistics. It's not far from Chicago, Illinois, a company founded by her father in 1960, a very different time for women in the American workforce. Ann, thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you.
Tell me, would you, first of all, what DSC Logistics does? It's supply chain management, which you hear a lot about, but I'm not sure anybody really grasps.
Well, thank you for asking. And you're right. It's not well known. But our company works with large Fortune 500 companies to design and plan and execute their supply chain in the U.S. A good company example might be the Smucker Company.
Oh, it's a well-known brand. Yes, of course.
Jams and jellies and coffee and these days dog food.
It's a lot
bigger than you might know, but they manufacture their product and send it to us in our giant distribution centers around the country. We then put it away, organize it, get ready for orders, and then process their orders and send it on its way to Walmart or a wide variety of places where consumers can buy the product.
Do you remember what it was like in business when your dad founded this company?
Yes. I never thought about going into the business ever, even as a young adult, because women didn't do those things. So I think, you know, changing the whole paradigm around women's business leadership is really important. It also was not acceptable for women. I remember going to a business golf outing once, and you know, it was pretty clear that the women didn't have the same rules, same partners, same whatever as the men. You know, we were sort of like the last folks that went out with the secretaries. So I think things have changed a lot, but we need to crack through the top.
I want to talk a little bit about this new project you're involved with. It's called Paradigm for Parity. Explain that a little bit.
It's a coalition of women business leaders. And what we're focused on is a 5-point action plan for companies that will help them achieve women's leadership over time and gives them a roadmap for how to begin to make a difference on the whole aspect of women's leadership.
As a woman who's been in corporate leadership for, 20-something years.
That's right.
Why do you think it's been so hard?
I think a lot of it is the way it's been. I think it's also because basically men are in the powerful positions in business and government today, so it's not easy to move into those arenas. But I also think one of the biggest causes is really unconscious bias. How do you get it out in the open so it can be discussed and talked about and be okay to talk about the differences between the way women and men perceive things and between the way men and women perceive leadership?
Is your experience as a female CEO different today in 2016 than it was in 1994?
Oh, it's definitely different today than it was in 1994. I think there is more acceptance of women business leaders. There was a time when I would go to conferences and customer meetings, I'd be the only woman in the room, and it was sort of lonely. Yeah. When you look at the numbers at the top, C-level jobs, board-level jobs, it's still very much a white-dominated male group. So we really want to figure out what are the real barriers, because we've all worked on efforts that haven't moved those needles much.
Ann Drake is the CEO of DSC Logistics. Also, she's active in the new project called Paradigm for Parity, about getting more women into C-level jobs. Ann, thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We've got more from Ann Drake in today's Corner Office podcast, including the story of how she convinced her dad to let her become a VP at the company. Here's a hint. She wrote him a letter, an actual letter. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.